Welcome to Grand Final Week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got the Gurus picking the Melbourne Storm, taking on the 17 in a row, the high-flying Penrith Panthers. It's going to be a massive week on the podcast. This is the only podcast you need this week. We are going to have content falling out of our ass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a massive one. Let's kick it off.
And now the ball, away they go again. Pappenhausen! Oh, this is a dream! Ryan
Pappenhausen. Here's a clear in from the 40. Oh, he's got plenty of weight on. Scored for Melbourne.
Kickout! Yes, sir! Kickout slams it down and the Panthers have hit the front.
It has been a massive week on the Rugby League Guru Podcast. I'd just like to thank you all for your support, your reviews and all your listens. It's been a fantastic week. This will be my final say for the week and the last you hear of me before the grand final. And I must say, I'm really confident in the Melbourne Storm. I've been talking about them all year. I've said from day one of the start of the season, even in the preseason, that I thought they'd go on to win this premiership. And you know, they really have developed into a fantastic side. They're actually better at the moment than what I thought they'd be, to be completely honest with you. And the guy that I think is flying under the radar, I know everyone's talking about Cleary, everyone's talking about Cameron Smith. I feel like even Jerome Luai and Jerome Hughes are getting more publicity than Cameron Munster. But I honestly believe he's going to be the man in this grand final. I've been saying for a long time that Cameron Munster, he is on the verge of absolute greatness. And I think this is the game where he takes it to the next level. And I, you know, you look back to that 2018 grand final, he had an absolute shocker, and I reckon that stings Munster more than we'll ever understand. I think he's been waiting to get back onto this, onto the top of the mountain here and have another crack at the title, and I just think he's going to absolutely brain them on Sunday. Now, Munster, I've been saying it all year. I said from the moment he started playing this year, you could just see something was different. He's got time. And I've spoken about it a lot this year, and guys with time, they are some of the all-time great players. It's the sort of guys that when they get the ball, everything just freezes around them. And when you try and put pressure on them, like Penrith will this weekend, they'll try and get up in his face. This is where they have to play instinct footy, and this is where they're at the most dangerous. And this is where Munster reminds me of Darren Lockyer. When you get up on him and he hits and he spins off you, he breaks that many tackles. When he hits and spins, he breaks off you, and then he clicks into Cameron Munster mode, instinct mode, and this is where he absolutely cuts defensive teams apart. I'm tipping he's going to be the Clive Churchill medalist. I've said it since day one. I think he's heading for something special. And I think with this Queensland Maroon side, they're going to be pretty depleted. They're going to be in a bit of trouble. And I think this will be the series that Cameron Munster really plants himself as an Origin player. Don't write Munster off. He's going to have a massive game on Sunday. He's my Clive Churchill medalist. And I'm tipping the Melbourne Storm win this one by 8 points.